Hello. We are back for episode number 3 of Just Another Magnet Monday podcast with Carol Perry, Chief Nursing Officer of Stormont Vail Health. This is Molly Pat Eyestone from Marketing and Communications. Carol, how are you on this Monday?
Good morning, Molly. I'm good.
We are also joined by Tiffany McKinley, formerly known as Tiffany Brown. Thank you for being here.
Hi. Thanks for letting me join you guys today.
Today, we're going to be talking about professional development. But first, Tiffany, we always start out by getting to know you. So tell us who you are, what you do at Stormont Vail, what's your story, and really just what people should know about you.
So I am a nurse practitioner in the emergency department. I actually started at Stormont Vail 8 years ago as a PCT and worked my way up. I just love nursing. I love taking care of people. I love the emergency department is my passion. The chaos, but it's kind of organized chaos. And I'm also involved in multiple committees, professional development, many different aspects.
And talk about why you love nursing so much.
So the biggest thing for me is being able to give back. I was in a horrific car accident when I was a child, and all I could remember is all the people that took care of me and how safe they made me feel, and I enjoy being able to do that for others.
Definitely, and I think having an experience like that really makes you appreciate everyone and really just the profession as a whole, and then to be able to pay it forward as well is really, really cool.
Absolutely.
Today, we're going to be discussing professional development. You said that you are on committees and you have experience with professional development. To me, this idea is really important because it has the potential to open up opportunities and allows us to really hone in on our existing skills, but can also help us improve our skills, which gives back tenfold to not only yourself, but to the organization. So, Carol, I know that you're really passionate about professional development as well. Why do you care so much about developing careers?
Well, I think everyone starts at a different place in their career, and I'm impressed that Tiffany just said that she's been at the organization, started as a PCT, and is an advanced practice registered nurse. That's a quick pathway, and everybody is on a career path that takes a little bit different timeline, takes a little bit different path based upon what's going on with their family. But congratulations.
Thank you.
And I know you do a great job. I get patient compliments about you all the time, so you should feel like you're meeting your professional goals. So I appreciate that greatly. I'm passionate about it because individuals can know where they're at in their life, and there's many different paths you can take, and professional development is increasing your knowledge based upon where you start and then just continuing to build on that knowledge base, whether it's additional education. And you can go from a PCT to get your BSN, probably like Tiffany just explained, and then you can get your advanced practice, or you can get your master's in nursing, you can get a master's in business. So there's many different paths, and I think no matter what path you take, that increases your knowledge and your confidence in your competency and what you have to offer based upon your desire and your passion on what you're going to do.
And Tiffany, you spend a lot of time outside of your traditional working hours dedicated to advancing your own knowledge and your own career. Talk about why you are so passionate about doing that and being dedicated to it and spending the time advancing yourself.
It's huge for me that there are so many opportunities here. As a PCT, I was a single mom. You know, I didn't have a whole lot of resources, but through leadership, grants, scholarships, all the different things that have been offered, it's made it possible for me to be able to do this, and lots of support along the way. One of the bigger things was that my charge nurses, my leadership, they would pull me to the side and be like, hey, I know that you really like getting involved in this stuff. There's this opening on this shared governance council. There's this and this and this. Like, there was just so many opportunities, and I thrive in that type of environment. I just really want to be able to help other people be able to see all of those opportunities and not just feel like they're stuck where they are when they would like to move forward.
Can we talk about how the development conversation starts? Sometimes it's hard to ask. So how does that conversation begin, and how can people ask? How can they develop and move forward?
One of the bigger things for me was our yearly sit downs, sometimes more often, but the yearly one is kind of the big one where you sit down and you talk about your personal goals. Goals, what it looks like for you in 1 year, 5 years, kind of just where you want to go with it, because our charge nurses are huge advocates for us, and they're always trying to help better everybody in the department and figure out what we need to do to get there. One of my charge nurses in particular pulled me to the side and had told me about a track that they knew about to be able to get my associates and then move towards my bachelor's, and that's ultimately what helped me have the confidence to be able to pursue it.
Carol, can you talk about how important it is for somebody to be honest. I know sometimes I, in conversations like that, tend to hold back a little bit, and it does nothing for myself. So can you talk about the importance of being honest with your leader, because your leader just wants to help you move forward?
I think that what Tiffany has said is so important, because from a organizational standpoint, I can stand before a group of people and say, these are your opportunities, scholarships, talk to your staff, go to your leaders. But it's so much easier when you're on a one-to-one performance time. And it's not just about the last year performances. Tell me where you want to go. How can I help you? You are awesome at this, this, and this. We've just talked about it. What are your professional goals and how can we help you? And I am so proud of your charge person, because that's exactly how it should work. And it's easier when it's one-to-one and you can really stop and reflect and open up and say, there's so many people that talk about what they want to do, but this is what I'd like to do. And someone sitting right there in front of you saying, I care about you. I see all your strengths. We'll help you. There's resources for this, resources for that. And you know, you said something, Tiffany, that at that time you're a single parent. You're trying to make sure you're taking care of your child. And there are many, many resources out there, but sometimes you need somebody to just shepherd you through that and make sure you know what all resources are. You know, from a Magnet perspective, that's a baseline. What are we doing to help our staff on a career path, their individual career path, and getting them where they want to be based upon their passion, their joy, their confidence. And that way we have a lot of different people serving patients in a different way.
Tiffany, Carol repeated what you said, and it made me think that's really important to point out, is that you had demands at work, demands at home, all these things. So what drove you to want to pursue professional development?
Working in the ER as a tech, you do get to do a lot. And you see a lot. And I wanted to be a nurse. I knew I wanted to be a nurse when I became a CNA, but I just didn't see a way of being able to make it happen financially, time-wise, the whole thing. My team was very, very supportive. I was able to be flexible with my schedule, with working nights when I needed to, days when I needed to. The library has so many of those nursing books, so that saved me a lot of money. There were just so many different resources that were presented, and I was just like, if I'm going to do it, I need to just go for it. And once I started, I didn't stop, obviously.
No, you're an incredible example of that drive and to push your career forward. And that's a great segue into my next question. So let's talk about some examples of ways that healthcare organizations can help with nursing career development. You mentioned the library, but we do have a multitude of other resources available at Stormont Vail for our team members.
Educational reimbursement was huge for me, especially early on, because it nearly covered my entire semester. So it made it possible to where I wasn't stressed about how I was going to pay for my tuition. I mean, there's so many things. There's mentoring. There were a lot of times where I felt like I was stuck, and I would go sit down with a nurse and she would explain things to me to where it made more sense versus just reading it in the book. Trying to think of all the different things that I utilized. There were so many.
You mentioned you joined councils.
Yes. So I was on the PCT council initially. My bachelor project that I had done was regarding like healthy workplace habits. And so I ended up creating the Healthy Workplace Committee in the ER. And that's still going. We do little fundraisers and try and do fun events for everyone during like Emergency Nurse Week and all of that stuff. So it's something that brings some joy back in when we're all struggling, morale building more than anything.
Yeah, and that's so rewarding to see something that you're doing in school be brought out and continued on as well.
Oh, yeah.
Carol, talk about our relationship with TCalc, how we're striving to present those career development opportunities from a really young age of students.
First, I want to give you the definition TCalc. That comes so easy for me, but that's the Topeka Center for Advanced Learning, and it is a high school, 501. It's located behind the Natatorium on 6th Street, and some people haven't been there. It's an incredible school. Dustin Dick is the principal there, and we work very closely in a partnership, but Stormont started a CNA program there, and it's a little bit innovative in that it's not the traditional CNA program that other high schools have. It is not so focused on the high school credits, but it is focused on the certification, and with that, when you finish that certification, you can have an automatic opportunity to work at Stormont Vail. And so when you work at Stormont Vail. If you're not working as a CNA, you can work in other entry-level positions and then get a glance at other healthcare opportunities. So, you know, today's a little bit different than it was 5-10 years ago, even before COVID, in that we're seeing we have healthcare shortages across the spectrum. And a lot of students that took CNA course did that for college credits, which I think is awesome. With our partnership with Washburn Tech, it was perfect to start that career path, as we talked about. But we also want students to get a glance at other healthcare opportunities, whether it's PT, whether it's in lab, radiology. There's so many opportunities. So if you get a job here, you will get a glance at not just a CNA to go the nursing career path, somewhat like Tiffany has explained, but you can also see other healthcare careers. And we're going to probably expand other things like phlebotomy certifications. We need those entry-level positions more than ever right now, and Tiffany can validate that. If you have CNAs in the emergency room, it can make or break how we can care for patients.
Absolutely.
Without those CNAs, if they're sitting with a patient and they don't have the ability to help the nurses and the entire team, that can really change a patient's experience and how quickly we can get to things for a patient. So we're looking at the whole spectrum of care providers instead of just the role of the registered nurse. It's the role of all care providers.
Yeah, and it's so cool to see these high school students at 17 and 18 be so interested and so excited for the opportunity as well. And then to see them come to Stormont Vail after they're done with the course. It's really eye-opening and really rewarding for everyone. Certified Nurses Day is March 19th. Let's talk about why it's important to recognize certification.
So I actually co-chair the certification committee as well with Carolyn Whitman. I feel like it's extremely important. I'm actually working on my emergency certification right now. You have to have a certain number of patient hours. I'm almost there. But I just feel like it makes you feel like you're competent in your specialty. I feel like you can provide better care when you feel like you're confident when you're educating or discussing a matter with a patient. But also, these people have worked really hard for all of this, and it really deserves recognition. The nurses, they have a red badge that they get when they get their certification to kind of recognize that they've done all of that work and met that goal. But it's also important, especially in the emergency department, because if you have a very complex patient and you're kind of stuck, sometimes those nurses are able to offer some insight that is helpful to try and figure out exactly what is going on. Do you have the number of certified nurses we have this year?
Over 400.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Almost, I thought it was nearly 500, which is amazing.
And you bring up such a good point about confidence. And I think that's something that Magnet really prioritizes and values. Talk about how confidence helps the patient. You know, if you have confident caregivers serving patients, talk about how that matters and how that impacts them.
The certifications are not easy. I mean, you have to study, you have to really be able to test and show that competency. And it pushes you to just increase your knowledge. When I was testing for my certification, you know, the last thing I want to do is to not show that I'm doing the very, very best I can in my certification as a nurse leader. So I think that is just a validation of your competence. And I think that it's just a promotion of constantly, how do we get better and better? And those numbers are high. From a Magnet perspective, it puts pressure back on the organization. What are you doing to support your professionals to not only get certified, but to advance their education, to advance their confidence in leadership and education in many different aspects? So from a certification, since that's coming up, we pay for their testing. And that is $400 or $500. And that is an investment that says you're studying, that certification is yours. No matter what you do, you've accomplished that. That's your accomplishment, but we're going to pay for the testing so that you can know that we support you in getting that. And every year when you recertify, we pay for that. And then in many of the other things, this organization has many other courses that they have that our employees can take that advances their education. They advance their connection with people in the courses, and those are like the Inspire Academy. It's a mentoring course. And then we have succession planning, on the job training for residency, A3 leadership toolboxes. So I would encourage everybody to go see what education courses that we have through education organization development that they can take. It's paid by the organization. They meet a lot of new people, and that gives you connection with other leaders or other people taking those courses in the organization. And it just gives you a higher level of confidence that you have that in your toolbox, whether it's leadership, process improvement, evidence-based practice, and all those things that you can learn. So I think that magnet comes in and says, what are you doing as an employer to provide opportunities for your staff to advance their education? And we do many things that many organizations would not be able to show.
I think also a lot on Talent Connect, I have found a lot of educational credits that are absolutely free to be able to recertify. I mean, those are also helpful too for nursing license and everything else, but there are a lot of the specialty education that's required completely free. That's something that's so simple and so easy to be able to achieve too, and they're all pretty quick and very informative.
That's good, because we know you all have a lot on your plate, so you want it quick.
Exactly.
What is the Walls of Fame?
So we have, right outside of the trauma bay, actually, there's a wall, and it's a wooden plaque that has each certified nurse's name on it. And a lot of people have their goal just to have their name up on that plaque, because it's cool for everybody to see their name as they walk in. That's one of the ways that the organization recognizes everybody that's taken that extra step.
Yeah, acts of recognition is so important too.
Yeah.
And many departments have their own walls of fame of the staff that they've supported and the staff that have accomplished their certification. I think that is so cool.
Yeah.
Like Tiffany said, there's great pride and support that goes into that, and people then aspire. They want to be a Tiffany and they want to have their name on the wall of fame.
That's awesome. I love that. Stormont Vail has developed partnerships and advanced degree aimed at supporting an increased number of bachelor's prepared nurses. What advantage do you see having a bachelor's degree in nursing does for you above other nursing degrees?
The biggest thing for me with the bachelor's degree is that there was the research component in it. It took a lot of critical thinking and a lot of those things, and it helped you be a little more analytical and being able to figure situations out. And I feel like that really helped me when I was doing everything for my master's degree too. But I still think about some of those things, like we'll have a situation that occurs and I'm like, wait a minute, we should be looking into this because there's probably a better process, or we need to be seeing exactly how efficient we are with these things. And the A3 was also very helpful with that. But I think that was the biggest component, was the research.
What do you see as value to further your education, getting a bachelor's in nursing and a master's in nursing?
No, I couldn't say it better than Tiffany. I think that was beautiful with the research. I also think just theory. It's more theory on the why behind what we do instead of the competency with the task. You really think through the theory.
What support does Stormont Vail provide for education reimbursement? I know that, Tiffany, you said that was huge for you. Talk about what it is and the benefit that you received from it.
So it's actually almost too easy. You literally just submit your tuition statement, an application. There is a commitment now. Honestly, my commitment was almost up by the time I was done with school, so it really isn't anything crazy. But yeah, you just submit it. All of the information is on SVNet on how to do that. It's very simple. I mean, it takes seconds, and you fax it right over, you get a confirmation email, and then they would reimburse me as soon as I showed that I had passed my classes. So I submitted it, and it would be deposited just like a paycheck.
It's another example of how Stormont Vail is interdisciplinary, because it applies to every department. Mm-hmm. I know that I'm using it as well. So I think that's another big thing for us, is that anyone can do it. You know, Stormont Vail as an organization supports professional development no matter who you are, no matter what you do. So I think that's important to point out as well. What resources are available for conference attendance?
There's several ways. If it's something that is like trauma, there's budgeted money for trauma because we have to have so many requirements for the trauma verification. So in many cases, it's automatic. The foundation is incredible to provide education that would be outside the organization to go to conferences and stuff. And so we just put in application for that, and the foundation supports nursing and many interdisciplinary professions to go to outside conferences, because you can learn so much from outside. We also have huge opportunity with our male relationships. And I need to tell you that I have met so many people. There's not any one subject that couldn't come up that I wouldn't have a contact with, and we could get together, we could do a site visit. So there's many ways, and the organization will help financially support that, whether it's with travel or whether it is with conference. We have relationships with Vizient. They'll pay for us to travel, and many times our staff are presenting best practices, evidence-based medicine, projects that innovative projects that we have done, and we're the leaders on presenting those best practices, and we're asked to be speakers at those national conferences, and that's when I'm really proud, because we're second to none worldwide, and we show that continually by our research, by our presence in what we have done for our patients here.
Last question, what is one creative idea for growing the nursing workforce?
Just one, Tiffany.
Just one.
We just need one.
Well, I thought T-Calc, when everybody started talking about that, I thought that was absolutely incredible, because I think I would have gone that route directly out of high school if it had been presented to me in that way.
I knew you were going to say that, too.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I actually went into accounting first and decided I could not sit at a desk and look at numbers all day. But if it had been presented to me, I think I would have gone that route. I think reaching out to the youth, they don't know what they want to do, but nothing is necessarily presented to them directly like that. It's just like, oh, here's college, and you can choose any of these things. I feel like getting people integrated early where they can find their path, I think is very, very important.
Tiffany, you are such a good example of having a goal and just striving to it. I think you're an incredible person to have on this episode, because people can look up to you too. So if anyone has any questions, I love to do this, put you on the spot. They can come to you and ask.
Yes. And also for certification, I know there's a lot of people that are interested in that and they're struggling to figure out that route. So Carolyn and I are actually working on flyers for each area, or kind of the bigger areas at least, to kind of give that pathway to be able to make their way through it, because there are a certain number of years that are required in the specialty, or a certain number of educational hours. So we're trying to streamline that to make it a little bit easier. And we're more than happy to help anybody. If anybody needs help, they can reach out to either of us.
That's awesome. Everyone working together is what we always say. Okay, did I miss anything that you guys wanted to cover?
No, but can I say something?
Yes, of course.
Hey, this is Carol Perry. I want to say to Tiffany, just listening to you, I am so impressed. You're a nurse practitioner. You could get knee-deep in your role as a nurse practitioner, but just listening to you, you care about the youth. You care about helping people, no matter what position they're in and where they're starting. And you just said that you would help anybody. And you don't have to do that in your role. You're doing that because of your love for nursing and your love for young people. And I'm just very, very grateful for that. You are truly a blessing at this organization, and I can't thank you enough.
Thank you.
I definitely agree.
Thank you.
Okay, well, that does it for episode 3. Thank you both so much. It flies by.
It does.
Okay, next week we're talking about the professional practice model, and that episode will have a lot of great information as well. Esperanza Garza is joining us, and she is such a delight. So definitely mark your calendars, because you're going to want to listen to that one. Okay, everyone, make it a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.